Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about how to keep yourself motivated in life. And this indeed was another question that I received on Quora, which is a forum where people ask questions and other people answer them. The only way to be motivated is to do things that you're interested in doing and enjoy. Motivation is an inside job, meaning that no one else can motivate you. It's really important for you to figure out what you want to do with your life's energy and start working on it a bit every day. And when you do things from this perspective, you'll be amazed at how easy motivation will come to you. Because you see, this is the thing. So often we're told the things that we should do, the things that we could do, and the things that we have to do. And most of those things are not motivating things. So I can tell you that anytime I'm giving an interesting case to do, and maybe it's something I don't really know a whole lot about, and it's really challenging. I love looking up the information to find out what needs to be understood in order to do the best job possible. And it's really fulfilling when the client comes out the other end of the process and is doing so much better. I am really motivated anytime there is something new to learn and to do. However, for you, it's going to be something else. These things that motivate us are called drivers. D-R-I-V-E-R-S. And what you really need to do for yourself is to figure out what your drivers in life are. What are the things that you love doing anyway? What are the things that you feel compelled to do? Positive, productive things I'm talking about here. What are the things that inspire you? What areas of study would be fun to learn more about? For me, it has to do with how the brain functions and how the body and the mind work together and how spirituality actually fits into the whole deal, because it really truly does. We are made of body, mind, and spirit. Something that I also learned through years of doing hypnosis. For you, it might be something to do with archaeology or computers or, I don't know, fashion design. Think about what your talents are, because those things that you're talented at will come easier to you, and it will help you to grow and develop those talents into something amazing to make your life a motivational enterprise. I just came up with that. Anyway, you understand what I'm talking about. You want to be motivated. So look inside yourself, be honest, and find those things that you're allured by, that you find you have a curiosity about, and go from there. Because I'll tell you this, no matter what horrible things have befallen me in my life, and trust me, I've had more than my fair share, the thing that has always kept me going is my curiosity and my being allured by interesting things to do with my life. And I would say that anyone who has a so-called successful, which means happy life, is somebody who's been able to find those things and continuously work on them. I have a cousin who's been retired for a long time out of teaching, and he got into genealogy. He told me that he got into it when he was a teenager, did a little bit, dropped it for about 20 years, and then got back into it. And for the last 30 years, he's been traveling the world figuring out the genealogy of his father's side of the family, which is my father's side of the family. And because of this, we met, and I have one of the most incredible people in my life. This man is incredible. He's always working on this genealogy. It's the thing that gives him pleasure and joy. Sometimes frustration, because he tends to overdo it. The guy is 89 years old now. But that just goes to show you that if you have a true interest, it can last for life and keep you going and doing interesting things. Anyway, as always, I thank you for spending your time with me. Till next time. If you have enjoyed Claim Your Excellent Life, we'd really appreciate it if you go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review. If you have found Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful to you, and maybe even life-altering with the information that we have shared here, and to allow us to continue this work, which we really do enjoy doing for you, you can sponsor us at patreon.com. That's spelled P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N as in Nancy, .com. Again, that's P as in Paul, A-T as in Tom, R-E-O-N as in Nancy, .com, where there's a few different levels of sponsorship that you can choose from to help us to continue doing this work. We thank you for any assistance that you are able to give us.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.